This is Lloydminster's show. This is local that matters to you. Local people. Local events. Local news and sports. For Lloydminster and area, this is Live with Kurt Price from the new Lloydminster Nissan.
Welcome inside the new Lloydminster Nissan on this Tuesday morning. We've got Jackie Tollmeyer joining us today. And over the next few weeks, the Lloydminster exhibition is going to be a very, very busy place. I was looking for events and things that were happening this morning, and it is all happening at the Lloyd X. There's so much going on. Jackie is the GM of the Lloyd X and marketing. You're in charge of marketing too, right?
Kind of.
So you got your hands full right now.
Yeah.
And speaking of hands full, Chase the Ace, you guys have sold like a minimum of what, 10,000 tickets over the last, like per week?
18 to 20,000 per week.
Wow. But it is now 7 cards remaining and it is up to $627,000, over $627,000 and becoming a little stressful, I imagine.
It is a little stressful. We're so grateful though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like the amount of money is one thing, but I remember when you had to cut it down to Tuesdays, to the cutoff at Tuesdays and then I was shocked at how many people insisted on coming down and buying their tickets in person anyway. They really want to see those tickets and have them in their hand, don't they?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, and we encourage that. We love to see everyone coming down to buy their tickets.
So cash is till 6 o'clock tomorrow night.
Yeah, cash, debit, Visa, MasterCard at the counter, you bet.
And then if you're using your e-transfer or credit card, it's today at 2 o'clock.
Today at 2 o'clock, Then we turn off the auto deposit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's got to be stressful.
Yeah.
It just has to be with that much ticket money.
It is, but we've had such a great response from the community for volunteers that it's so great to see everyone working so hard to process 18, 20,000 tickets a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. Any idea how it's going this week already?
It's crazy. It is crazy. We have stacks of tickets to be processed and our volunteers are just working through them.
What's the weekly prize? What was the weekly prize last week?
33,000? Yeah. And the week before was 39. We had just a little dip in our sales last week, but it was 30. Our highest was $39,000 in the weekly sales.
Does the being sort of a long weekend kind of interfere with their
We weren't sure kind of why we had that dip, but we have not had that dip this week. This week picked right up again. So I predict we'll hit that 20,000 tickets this week, which, you know, it's going to add a lot to the pot.
Wow. So Chase the Ace is going with 7 cards tomorrow night, 7:30. You can watch it on Facebook Live. Now, that's one of the raffles that you've got going on. Tell us about the Brett Heffer raffle.
Yeah, so Brett Heffer raffle, we have an early bird prize of a Yoder smoker sponsored by Diamond 7 Meats. It's beautiful. It's on display at Lloyd X. I would really like to win it, but I'll see if Shane wants it, buy a ticket. And so the early bird draw is going to happen Saturday of the fair. So it's Saturday the 17th. So you have to get your ticket before then to be in on the smoker.
And you can get it at the North American Chuckling Championships or the fair then?
Yep, you betcha. Or you could even call our office and we could take your credit card over the phone and then just send you a picture of your ticket.
Yeah, huge prize.
Yeah.
Huge main prize too. Tell us what that means.
Yeah, so the main prize is 40 bred heifers or $100,000. So
where did you guys come up with this idea for heifers?
One of our board members, Ted Harland wanted to do it. So he put it together and we hope that it's going to become an annual thing and we'll make somebody an instant rancher or put a little bit of money in their jeans.
Speaking of money in your jeans, North American Chuckwagon Championships coming up. Lloyd Fair is coming up. You guys have some positions open for jobs.
Yep, you betcha. We are hiring for ticket scanners, ticket sellers, concession staff, parkers. It's kind of just a 9-day run, but if you are looking for some work and some hours, we definitely could use some help.
How do you apply?
We have applications down at Lloyd X. So if you can make it down or if you can phone us, we could email it to you as well.
And how long are those jobs like?
Depends on what area you want to, a parker's, 3 to 4 to 5 hours a night. Same with ticket sellers, but concession could be, a full 8-hour day type thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the other thing that, involves a lot of money is this North American Chuckwagon Championship. Mm-hmm. Could you ever have imagined that this would turn into something this big? And when I say that, what I mean is it really has taken over for the Calgary Rangeland Derby.
It has. We did not plan this event in in anticipation of the Calgary Stampede canceling Chuck Wagons, we planned it before that announcement was even made. We started planning this late fall, last summer type thing. And then when Calgary canceled their Chuck Wagons, it just made our event even bigger for these Chuck Wagon drivers that, you know, they want to keep this lifestyle going. They want to keep these horses, and they've done a good job. We've had a few races now, both the Worlds and the CPCA, and the horses are in great shape. The drivers are in great shape, and they're ready to run. So
yeah, change of dates to kind of go with the flow in Saskatchewan.
Yeah, we're in consultation with the government this entire time of COVID, and you know, we said we wanted to start on the 9th, but that just, you know, in consultation with them, we just backed it off to the 11th. So we're going to have a championship Monday, which is odd and unusual, but that's what this year's been. So we're going to party down there on a Monday night.
You know, being that it's July kind of makes a little bit of difference too. I mean, July is kind of, it's that month that everybody kind of relaxes, isn't it?
I hope so. Yeah. I hope people will still come on championship Monday and see the races and crown an NACC champion.
Well, I got to tell you, when I introduced the show today and said, welcome into the new Lloyd, Mr. Nissan on this Tuesday morning, I thought for a second, it is Tuesday, right? Because that's the way that summer kind of goes by.
Yeah.
You just all of a sudden, especially with it kind of being messed up with the Thursday of the long weekend.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. So tell us more about the Chuck Wagon Championships, the tickets, where you get the tickets, because now you can buy single-day tickets.
Yeah, so single-day tickets are available now as of yesterday, so you can go on our website and find the link to get them there. You could stop in the office. We have a machine that prints out tickets if you want that physical ticket. Otherwise, you can just use your phone to scan at the gates. But yeah, get those tickets. They are being bought. So you can walk up and get tickets the day of. But if you want to assure that you have a seat in the stands, I would maybe buy them early.
What's the advantage to getting the how much money could you save if you just bought the package, Jackie? And can you still buy the package?
The package, you can still buy a 9-day package for sure, but there's no savings. It just assures that you have a seat for all 9 days. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The early bird pricing ended a couple weeks ago.
Now, not only is it Chuck Wagons, but it's Indian Relay Races.
On the first three nights, yeah. And I was up in Onion Lake on the weekend, and they put on a phenomenal show. So if you want to be entertained, come and watch these. These riders are incredible. They're bareback around the entire racetrack on fast thoroughbreds. So, and they have to get off their horses, get on new horses, and it is chaos, and it is amazing, and it's really, really entertaining.
So that's part of it.
Yeah.
But there's also entertainment. Tell us about your entertainment.
Yeah. So we've just secured some bands for a couple of the nights at the Beer Garden. So the Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, we're going to actually have three bands in. Thursday, we're going to feature Jordan Pollard, local talent. We're super excited to have Jordan.
Brand new single. The new video is out tonight, 7 o'clock on Facebook.
Yeah, we're really excited to have Jordan. On Friday night, we have a good friend of mine, Garrett Gregory. He's from Hanna, Alberta. He's been here a couple times, and he's super entertaining. And then on Saturday, we're going to welcome Renegade Station to Lloydminster and party it up with them. So
live music is back.
It has been a while.
What's the feedback you're getting from people? Are they really, really excited to go maskless at an event? And do you think those stands are going to be full, or do you think they'll, are you getting any pushback from people? Because I certainly don't feel it.
No, we are not getting any pushback at all. Our campground is getting filled up. People are excited. We're getting calls constantly, and the tickets are selling. So if we can look to the United States, and they're a little couple months ahead of us, events are sold out and they are packed and people are having a good time. So that's what we anticipate is going to happen here. And we're going to be the first event in Saskatchewan, large event to kick off, because we're kicking off the day we go maskless on July 11th. So we'll see how it goes.
Not only that, but North American Chuck Wagon Championship is going to be on TV.
It is going to be on the Cowboy Channel. So they're going to start airing on July 12th. So 1 day delay. But we would encourage you to subscribe to that to get all the footage and all the races for that event.
Isn't that exciting? And pancake breakfast for the North American Chuck Wagon Championship.
Yeah, King's Energy is hosting a pancake breakfast at the grounds. So you can come and meet some drivers and that sort of thing. That's on the opening morning. So Sunday morning, you can come down, have some pancakes, meet some drivers, and support a breakfast program for kids.
Are we forgetting to mention anything about the North American Chuck Wagon Championships?
I don't think so.
I mean, it's just going to be absolutely fantastic. You know, I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, and it's I'm super excited that my whole crew, you know, it's going to be a feat for to do 9-day check wagons. We're used to the finals. 5 days we're used to. This is 9 days. We've never done this before. So we are really looking forward to having everyone here and doing 9 days of check wagons.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Lloyd Fair that's coming up as well. I told you it was going to be busy.
At Diamond 7 Meats, we work with local farm families to provide a high-quality product and a great selection for you. Try our mouth-watering smokies, pulled pork, roast beef, and more. Made pure and natural with no additives or fillers. We offer custom processing, and our experienced team works for you to provide a selection of sausage, burgers, and jerkies made to your specifications. Take your grilling to the next level with a Yoder smoker. Complete the grilling experience with Canadian-made, award-winning line of House of Q barbecue sauces. We're locally owned and operated, and we look forward to seeing you today.
I love secret sauce. Put it in your cart at Co-op, baby. I love secret sauce. Put that sauce on everything. Ow!
PWM Steel in Lloydminster is the key supplier and largest indoor inventory of steel between Edmonton and Saskatoon. Locally owned, PWM Steel offers a wide range of services from steel cutting and bending to custom siding and powder coating. PWM Steel uses aluminum products as well as new and recycled steel. Key supplier of steel products and services since 1982. Visit their website at pwmsteel.com.
To advertise on Live with Kurt Price, call 780-522-9433 or visit forgesmedia.com.
Welcome back inside the new Lloydminster Nissan. Our guest is Jackie Tomeyer, General Manager and Marketing Director for the Lloydminster Exhibition. And the Lloyd X is the place to be, starting on Sunday with the North American Chuckwagon Championships. But also the Lloyd Fair kicks off next Wednesday. And so this is another challenge for the Lloyd X, because it's from the frying pan with the North American Chuckwagon Championships into the fire, Jackie. So tell us about the fair and how this came together.
Yeah, so we wanted to do something. We knew pretty early on that the Midway couldn't come. They're from BC. Staffing was an issue. Getting out of the province of BC is very strict, so even just doing that was an issue. So we kept our mantra that we've had this whole entire time of, it's not what we can't do, what can we do? So we decided to plan all the ag shows, which is how the exhibition started and how fairs began, was people coming together with their livestock. So we have, you know, 9 or 10 ag shows going. We wanted to keep the parade. So that's really exciting that we're going to have a through town parade, just like normal.
And a little different route, but it'll
be a little different route, but entries are coming in. So we are really excited for that. You know, we're going to cap it off with fireworks on the Saturday night and have actually people in the stands, you know, which we're excited about. The city is going to host a pancake breakfast on the Thursday. It's going to be at the grounds, not at City Hall this year. Next year we'll go back to City Hall, but the city is excited about doing the pancake breakfast again and keeping things as normal as we can. There's going to be a trade show, so we have vendors coming in, and then the food trucks are going to be on site, so you can get your mini donuts and things like that. So
what's the cost to get into the fair?
Nothing. Because we have a great sponsor in Boundary Ford that came on board to offer gate sponsorship. So, you know, again, we don't have the grandstand shows. We don't have the monster trucks. We don't have that sort of thing. So we just hope that people come down and enjoy and get out into the fresh air and enjoy what we have to offer.
And you mentioned the parade is seeing some, you know, some entries come in. What's the deadline to get those in, Jackie?
Friday. So Friday, get your entries into the parade, and then you'll be emailed where your spot is, and it's the normal parade. We'll stage in the parking lot between Civic Center and Lloyd X. We'll leave from Lloyd X. We'll go around town, and then we'll come back. And
what's the theme for the parade this year?
It's celebrate. So the committee did a great job of coming up with that, and you know, this past 18 months has been a real challenge for most. So let's celebrate what we can, and whatever that means to you. Whether it's the end of COVID, whether it's whatever it is, you know, let's just celebrate that we're all going to be able to be together for the summer again.
Back with your friends.
Yeah.
Who's your parade marshal this year?
Parade marshal is Mike Sidorek.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so he was nominated for the 2020 parade, and it just made sense to get him back for 2020.
That is great, actually. I'm really excited about Mike being the...
Yeah, you know, he really kind of got a raw deal because we never got to celebrate Mike.
Yeah.
He thought he was going to have one last fair. He thought he was going to have one last chuck wagons. We thought we were going to give him a proper send-off, and COVID happened in March. And he hasn't had his due diligence yet of what he built in Lloydminster and for Lloyd X. So we're looking forward to celebrating that. And then he doesn't know yet, but we have some other surprises up our sleeves for later on this year.
Oh, that's very exciting. So pancake breakfast on Thursday. Is there a cost to the pancake breakfast?
I believe it'll just be by donation.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think.
And then you got lots of stuff happening on Friday that involves agriculture. And then Saturday you mentioned the fireworks. Now there's a fireworks ban in Saskatchewan. Do we get to do this because we got the fire department right here?
We don't know that yet. We're still doing it, but we're still planning them. So, again, we're going to plan right up to the last minute. And if we can't do it, we can't do it. But we're going to hope we can.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we'll get a couple days of rain here and be able to host them.
Well, it certainly looks like it today, but...
Yeah, it's a little chillier today.
It is. You have to admit, it kind of feels nice, doesn't
it? Yeah,
yeah. It was just a little too hot, but it certainly looks like the weather is going to get nice. There's also a trade show happening.
Yeah, so we have lots of great vendors coming in to do a trade show, which, again, we haven't seen in 18 months, right? We've had to miss two showcases. We've had to miss the Christmas craft fair. So we're happy that these vendors want to come on and partner with us and hopefully make a little bit in their income and help out their bottom line as well. And then the food trucks are coming. So we have some great food trucks coming.
And will there be a couple beer gardens set up? Because one's for the fair and one's for North American Chuck Wagon.
Just the big one for the chuck wagons.
Anything I'm forgetting to ask you about the fair, Jackie?
I don't think so. We just want people to come and enjoy, you know, some of the ag shows. We're going to have the heavy horses there, the beef shows. The heavy horses are actually going to have their showcase out in front of the grandstand. So they're going to have all that room to really showcase these big six horse hitches. And that's going to be really cool to see. So pay attention to our schedule. Make sure you get down to see those big hitches that are going to be paraded out in front of the grandstand. You know, the sheep show is always a favorite. The mini horse show is going to happen Saturday. So, and then we have the light horse shows, team roping, team sorting. So there's lots and lots of agriculture stuff happening. And we hope that people will come and watch that.
Is there deadlines for getting ag show entries in too?
Yeah, they're all posted on our website in their entry forms.
But they're not passed yet, are they?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Most are still open.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. So the fair is happening. The food trucks are coming.
Yeah.
There's no cost to get in. Go to the trade show. Just get out and enjoy, you know.
Yeah, we hope so. And we're already planning for 2022. Full fair, grandstand shows, midway. We know that people are really missing that stuff, and we wish we could have made it happen. It just didn't happen this year. But our board and our committees are already looking forward to 2022. So,
thanks, Jackie. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
That's Jackie Tomeyer from the Lloydminster Exhibition. Now you can join us again here from the new Lloydminster Nissan this Thursday when we talk oil and gas again with Tracy Kay. Patchwork comes your way. Our guest will be Daniela Tobler. Thanks for joining us this morning.